Now, way down at the bottom of the world, Antarctica is a very cold place. It can also be very windy. For many Antarctic researchers and explorers, that wind has often been a real problem. But for a group of Belgian scientists, it's a resource. They've just opened the first polar research base, powered entirely by the wind and the sun. The new Princess Elizabeth base sits on a high Antarctic plateau due south of South Africa. That's where we recently reached project manager Alain Hubert by satellite phone on a very windy day.
Can I ask you to call a bit loudly, because I'm in the middle of a big storm, 50 knots, and it's a bit, it's a bit difficult to get a good line. But no, we just complete the building of this first zero-emission station in Antarctica. And, maybe I have to explain that here, at the South Pole, we can use the sun and the wind, because during the summer, we have a 24-hour daily light, and during the winter, and here, we are at 72 degrees south of latitude, we have about 4 months of darkness, but we have lots of wind, which means that we can combine the use of the wind and the solar to get all the energy that we need for the station.
Today, it sounds like with all these winds, you don't have much problem running any turbines or windmills. But as you say, when the sun goes away in the winter, which is now several months away on the South Pole, what do you do?
We have lots of katabatic winds. That's not a weather wind. Here in Antarctica, because of this huge surface, Antarctica, it's twice the size of the United States. And the top of this continent is at about 3,000 meters high, and you have heavy winds coming from the top to the sea. And we can use that the whole year long, and especially during the winter. But we also have lots of batteries, and we have like a virtual brain, which is a computer, which has to optimize the energy consumption of the station.
Is this material that you're using, is it kind of off the shelf, or has it been specially designed? It sounds like this computer, this brain that's running the whole thing, isn't the kind of thing I'd find down at Home Depot.
Yes, well, the material that we use, solar panel, windmills, they are absolutely proven technology. This is not new. What's new is the way we are managing the energy. Because here, I didn't want to take any risk because, the conditions are very difficult here. So these technologies, they are available. And it means that if you can do that here, of course, you can adapt such a thing in our different countries.
And I'm wondering that the main emphasis of the science at the Princess Elizabeth base, is it to determine how well alternate energy sources can work in this kind of environment?
No, not at all. So, of course, it's a subject of science in itself, and
right.
We've been monitoring the station. But this station, it's a station which is made for scientists in a part of Antarctic which is unexplored. And so mainly scientists who are working on climate change science and earth science and also fundamental science. But the thing is that if you build a station in Antarctica today, if you have to bring fuel, it costs a lot of money. And here we don't have to do that anymore because we have a wind and solar energy which is available here.
So it sounds like what you're saying is that it's not just green to use alternative energy sources on the South Pole. It's kind of necessary.
It is. Yes, but it will be the same thing in our society with the reduction of the CO2 emissions because, you have to be more efficient, and which means that, of course, you have to optimize everything, insulation first, the kind of building you make, but also the way you will use the energy. We are setting up a new standard in Antarctica, and this is important because it's difficult for everyone to change his behavior, the way of producing the energy, the way of consuming the energy, but we will have to. And the idea of doing that here at the South Pole is also part of a dream. We need to dream the world that we want to build.
Alain Hubert is a civil engineer and the project director at the Princess Elizabeth Base in Antarctica. Thank you very much.
Thank you.